This is Akashvani. The news read by Kiran Jha. Bharatiya Janata Party BJP working president Nitin Naveen has been elected as the new national president of the party. Party's national returning officer Dr. K. Lakshman announced Mr. Naveen's appointment as the party president and handed him over the certificate of election on Sangathan Parv at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi today. Mr. Naveen was facilitated by senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, JP Nadda and Nitin Gadkari. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Mr. Naveen on being appointed as the national president of BJP, terming it the largest party in the world.
Nitin Naveen ji, hum sabhi ke adhyaksh hai, aur unka daitva sirf bhajpa ko bhi sambhalna itna nahi hai. NDA ke sab saathiyon ke beech bhi उन्होंने तालमेल का बहुत बड़ा दायित्व भी देखना होता है. माननीय नितिन जी के संपर्क में जो भी आया है वो उनकी सरलता और सहजता की चर्चा जरूर करता है. नितिन जी ने हमेशा जो जो जिम्मेवारी मिली अपने आप को उन्होंने साबित किया है.
The Prime Minister said that Mr. Naveen will carry forward the legacy of the party. Addressing the gathering, newly elected BJP National President Nitin Naveen expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Modi for the opportunity to reach the highest position in the party. Centre has notified the Central Motor Vehicle Second Amendment Rules 2026 to strengthen compliance towards user fee payment at the toll plazas on national highways. These amendments are aimed at improving user fee compliance, enhancing efficiency of electronic toll collection and discouraging user fee evasion on national highways. Road Transport and Highways Minister said these amendments will help NHAI in fostering transparent and technology-driven tolling systems for sustained development and maintenance of the national highway network across the country. As per the provisions, no objection certificate for transfer of ownership or transfer of a vehicle from one state to another will not be granted until any unpaid user fee is cleared. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways, National Nitin Gadkari, has congratulated National Highway Authority of India for achieving 4 Guinness World Records for continuous bituminous concrete paving across Package 2 and Package 3 of the 6th lane Bangalore-Kadapa-Vijayawada Economic Corridor. The minister said the achievement, enabled by advanced technology and stringent quality standards, reflect the country's rising engineering excellence and execution capability. He added that this achievement reinforces the nation's commitment to building world-class highways and setting new global benchmarks in infrastructure development. The Election Commission has deputed 22 more roll observers across the special intensive revision states. On them, 11 newly deputed observers are in West Bengal, taking the total number of roll observers in the state to 20. These observers will ensure that no eligible voter is excluded and no ineligible names are added to the list. Union New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi today delivered the keynote address at the roundtable Delivering Sustainability at Scale, Pathways for Global Transformation in Davos. In a social media post, the minister said he shared the India's perspective on how sustainability has moved to the core of economic growth and development. During the address, Mr. Joshi highlighted India's energy transition as a driver of economic growth, underlining progress towards 500 GW of non-fossil capacity by 2030. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said that India and the European Union are on the cusp of signing the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, describing it as the mother of all agreements. In other address, the World Economic Forum in Davos today, she said Davos the next weekend she will travel to India. And that is the end of the news bulletin.